episode 2206, Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. It is Relationship Builders. And I want you to think about one thing that you can do differently for your marriage today. Just one thing. That's it. Keep that in the back of your mind as we go and talk further, because we're going to take a walk on the wild side. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, with any relationship, you get out what you're willing to put in. So take a walk on the wild side and reignite your marriage. But you know, unfortunately, we hear more stories of breakup, separation, and divorce. Have you heard it during this time with COVID? It's crazy because nobody's used to living within the same four walls for 24/7, 365. And we're coming close to that. In fact, it feels what? Too close for comfort. And if that's all you hear, who would want to get married? I mean, seriously. Marriage gets a bad rap, but who actually is willing to put in the work to get out what they really want? Honestly, not very many. It's easier to take the shorter route and end a relationship than it is to grow together, flaws and all. Life is not about perfection. You're not going to reach it. It's always about growth. It's always about progress. It's always about moving forward. But it doesn't have to always be this way, as in, okay, I just got to put up with this crap, right? Who really wants to put up with the CRAP? I know I don't want to, and I know you don't want to. But there are times that it just keeps going and going, and you're like, when is anything going to change? There is hope. And you don't have to sit there and say, yeah, but I've tried. I've given it everything I can, and I've tried to make things work. Have you? Or have you just given it what you thought you needed in just the particular amount of time that you gave it? Oh, it should only change, you know, take us a day or so to make the change. Really? How long did it take you to get to the place where you are at? It doesn't have to be this way. There are many marriages that thrive when a storm strikes. There are many marriages that thrive when a job is lost or changed, when a child is born, even when a child gets into serious trouble, like prison, DUI. But who hears those bells ringing? Oh, I just want to get married. I want to run to the chapel and I want to get married all over again. Have you ever thought about that question? Would you marry your spouse all over again? Some people would quickly say yes. Others are like, well, if you're at a question mark right there, then you need to be thinking about one thing you can do for your marriage this weekend for sure. Because when you begin to question things too much and you can't say no, I know. And when you say, no, I know that, you know, I love my marriage and our marriage is awesome, but does that mean it's perfect? Of course not. I have an incredible husband. Is he perfect? No, he's not. But he's in the other room and I don't want him to hear me. So we can't tell him that he's imperfect. You shouldn't go running to your spouse and say, oh, honey, you look beautiful today, but you are so imperfect. How do you think that will settle in? I don't think very well at all. You're going to be thrown out. In fact, I might help your spouse throw you out. That's rude, it's inconsiderate, and it's disrespectful. Now, I know sometimes we make light of things here because laughter does what? Number one, it helps us to remember things. Number two, it allows us to take the seriousness of a situation and begin to take, let's begin to break down these barriers just a little bit. Your relationship between you and your spouse matters. And I've got to say that my guess is that when you said I do and you got married, you didn't have a lot of, but if this happens, then we're out of here. But if this happens, we're done. But if this happens, you probably didn't have a lot of those because you were just infatuated with each other. You were in love with each other, even if you dated for multiple years. I dated my husband for 3.5 years. And guess what? I'm still married to him. And guess what? It's better now than it was even when we dated. Now that's saying something. A lot of people say that their marriage isn't as good as when they were dating. That's danger. That's red flags. But who hears those bells ringing? Do you want those bells ringing again for your marriage? Your marriage is worth the sacrifice. It's worth putting in that extra time. It's worth saying, you know what? I do want to find one thing I can do for my spouse this weekend. Just one. Just one. What would it be? And understand, you're going to wrestle with each other sometimes. You're going to disagree, right? Things are going to get dirty a little bit. You may get in the mud, but guess what? Mud washes off. That's what's so beautiful. So take a walk on the wild side. Throw out the comfort. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Throw out the comfort. Comfort means you're set in your ways. You're like, oh, she's got to come and do it my way. Oh no, he's got to come over to the other side. We set expectations up for our spouse, which only leads us down dangerous pathways. In relationships, you are either moving forward or backward. You're always growing one way or the other. You're not growing apart. You have to take the initiative to grow together, right? So if you decide to grow as an individual, as in one person, the I do, not the we do, but the I do, and you're like, yes, I'm growing. Yeah, you are growing. Is your spouse growing too? Great. Now are you choosing to grow together or are you choosing to grow apart? Because there's still growth there. Don't sit there and compare and say, oh, well, you don't know my spouse. My spouse, there's no way he's growing. We're pointing fingers here and that's not what this is all about. It's not about saying I'm right, you're wrong. That's wrong. It's incorrect. This is about throwing out your comfort. And saying, you know what? Yeah, maybe I do like things a certain way, but I'm willing to look at some options through your eyes. You see, it's crazy how marriage works. Opposites attract. So if opposites attract, don't you think you're going to have differences in your marriage? Differences are good. It's a positive thing, but you have to still work at your marriage to make it happen. So you got to throw out the comfort. Change is a constant, so work with it, not against it. When you get so focused on not wanting anything to change, that's when the separation begins. Because there's tension. There's unnecessary stress, which can lead to strife. So you got to drop all of that. Throw out the comfort. How can you do that? Number one, connect daily. Connecting daily is very important. And I'm not talking just a physical connection as in sexual intimacy. Yes, is that important? 100%. However, you can have connection physically by holding each other's hands, by giving your spouse a kiss, by simply rubbing her shoulders. Or it can be on the spiritual side, the emotional side. Hun, I just love it when you talk to our son that way. It builds him up. It builds his character. That's elevating your spouse. And when you begin to elevate your spouse, you connect to your spouse, not just physically, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. What happens? Your relationship grows and you grow together. And as you grow together, it allows you to what? Deepen your roots. So when a storm happens, what? you can still stand tall together, not apart. So connect daily. Number two, date weekly. Now, I know some of you are thinking, we can't date. If we go out, we have to wear a mask. I know. My husband, a few days back, actually, I think it was last weekend, I was doing something. I don't remember what it was, but I got all dressed up, and I'm not one who is wearing a lot of makeup. I am going like all natural, and I love it. And I don't know that he loves it, but I do enjoy getting dressed up and putting on my makeup and just allowing my features to shine even more. It's fun that way, right? It takes me back to childhood a little bit. Well, I got all dolled up and he walks in to our bathroom and he says, oh my gosh, sweetheart. He goes, where are we going? I got to take you out. And I just looked at him and smiled and I said, and where do you think we're going? If you take this woman out, which I would love for you too, the problem is I'm going to wear a mask and you're not going to see any of this beauty. And then I stopped for a moment and I said, oh, wait a minute. Yes, you are. You're going to see my eyes. And he goes, and that's why I fell in love with you. Now, see, that was a moment right there. It could have ended in so many different directions on that little brief conversation. But what did he do for me? He elevated me. He said in so many different ways, I love you. You can put a mask on, but I still love you. I can see your eyes. You don't have to have your whole face showing for me to show you off, for me to go enjoy an evening out. Now, did we go out? Of course we did not go out. Well, that's not true. We went out in our own home and we enjoyed our time with the kiddos. That's what we enjoy doing. So date weekly. Make time for the two of you to come together and to work on you together. Now, that doesn't mean you're having heavy conversations. It just means that you're actually having conversation. When was the last time you actually had a conversation that didn't involve finances, that didn't involve a child, or didn't involve something drastic happening with either the home or the vehicle? Seriously. A lot of people don't know how to talk to their spouse. I mean, we could spend hours upon hours just in the communication area. But one thing you can do right now is to start dating weekly. Connect daily, date weekly. And finally, number three, love always. You see, there's something special about love. You see the person for who they're becoming. Not for their mistakes, not for their flaws. But you see their heart. We all make mistakes. We all mess up. It's called life. But when you love someone, there's this room called forgiveness. And it's when you allow yourself to give grace to your partner. And you can say, man, yeah, he screwed up. But I know he really didn't mean it. Now, does that mean you just keep brushing everything under the rug? No. Some things you need to have tough conversations with. I'm not making light of anyone who's in an abusive situation. That's a totally different discussion. But when I'm talking about loving always, we get mad at our spouses for leaving their shoes out on the floor, for throwing their underwear in a corner. I mean, seriously, for missing the trash can. Really? Why are we getting bent out of shape for things that really honestly do not matter in the long run? And yeah, maybe you had a hard day. That doesn't mean your spouse didn't have a hard day too. Love always. Extend that grace. Look at the heart, not just the actions. Yes, actions matter. But you see, you know if your spouse is doing something deliberately, directly to you. Okay, that's a different conversation. But when it's just everyday living and mistakes and, oh my gosh, you know, I left this out and I forgot to put it in the fridge and, you know, little things like that, I know they add up, they get under our skin, but really, should they break your marriage? There are people who actually are like, I can't live like this. Now understand, I'm not giving you ultimatums here. You have to create the home and the marriage that you want. That's not my job. However, I do want you to know that your marriage is valuable in your family. And the strength of your relationship between you and your spouse, you have got to strengthen it. You want it to be so tight that if a typhoon came, you could withstand it all. So throw out the comfort and reignite the passion in your marriage. Take a walk on the wild side. See what happens. And I'm telling you, this weekend, I want you to pick one thing that you can do for your marriage and specifically for your spouse. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.